Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I don't know.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Ooh Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I guess we're just getting ready for live day.
Oh, when is that?
November 10th, but give us our contact info and I will get you more information.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at the broadcast 999@gmail.com.
I'll give you a quick info. Live day is happening November 10th. It's going to be all online. It's going to be different than we've done it before. It's not going to be in front of a crowd, obviously, because it's going to be online, but not even the bands are going to be live, but they're going to be live from their studios.
Oh, this is going to be crazy.
We're going to be doing it here at our KISW studios. It's going to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So we have decided this year, because we did karaoke last year and Rev won.
Rev killed it.
Yeah, he can sing Meatloaf like no other. I think Meatloaf wishes he could sing like Rev now.
Right.
But we are singing in honor of Eddie Van Halen. We will be singing Van Halen songs.
Yes, Rev has to, you know,
defend his title.
I was going to say claim him. He already has it. He's got to defend it now.
Yes. So he's going to be singing Panama. I think your dad's going to be singing Jump. Danny's going to be singing Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher.
I forget which one Steve's singing.
I do too.
Anywho, but I'm going to be singing Running with the Devil. And I realize when it comes to Van Halen songs, I only know the choruses.
And it's all acoustic.
Acoustic, yeah. So it's not even like last year where we had like a band and it was more.
A whole band and they were right next to you so they could cue you or you could cue them.
Yeah, and there's going to be delays. Oh.
I am very curious to see how just all of it in general is going to unfold.
It's because Van Halen is not music you would typically think of acoustically.
No, not at all.
Although I did find a really good one online.
Acoustic version?
These girls doing it acoustic. So I'm just going to not listen to the regular version and just listen to this and do this.
Of the song that you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to take that title from Rev.
I feel like, because I was like, how am I going to sing Van Halen? I can't.
Oh.
But I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this. Like I've been.
But then there's no, I mean, do you even know what key? Like, are you going to talk to the band beforehand?
I have no idea. Honestly, I don't even know keys in general. So I couldn't, even if I knew, like, if I could talk to them, I can't.
Well, you could say like, okay, I want to.
I don't know what keys are.
No, but like you could start singing, and they could just match it with their instruments.
Maybe
because I assume the females that you have been watching are in a different key, or are they in the same key?
I have no idea. I don't know keys. I'm so bad.
Like the same pitch, the same like.
You know what? How about because I give Sarah
maybe not.
We do podcasts on Wednesdays, and I always give Sarah a ride home after work.
Oh, you can sing it for me,
and I will sing it for you. So
over
you're going to be stuck in the car for that 12-minute car ride home.
That's good. Well, live day is only in like less than 2 weeks, so I can do that for this week and next week, and then you're live, baby.
It's one day you're getting this week and one day next week.
Yeah,
in the
I can
car.
Do that. Easy.
Yeah, you got this.
Easy.
You can hear me for 12 minutes, 2 days.
I just hope like you just listen to the girls and then you're going to sing it how the girls are listening it to it, but the band is going to be playing the normal version.
But there's no normal acoustic version. That's the thing. Like they could probably be doing it their own way.
But you're probably.
I don't even know who's going to be playing. Like, what band are we getting?
Oh, man.
I got to call my buddy Wyatt because I think he's one of the performers.
Then, dude, if you have a buddy that's going to be in a band, like, you need to play my song.
Let's practice. Let's do some Zoom practices.
Oh, it's definitely going to be wild, and you do not want to miss it.
No. So, yeah, you'll be able to be a part of the actual audience. You can definitely listen live on air. You can check us out on Facebook, all that fun stuff. You can do it on your smart speaker. I don't think, though, we do the songs. Oh, I mean, I think you can watch the karaoke thing, but you can't watch the songs on Facebook because of legal reasons, copyright reasons.
Fun.
But you can listen live.
Yeah, November 10th, Tuesday.
Okay. And I think Sarah and I might even be, we've been corralled together to do some commercials too for the afternoon show. So.
Which honestly are my favorite part of live day are the live commercials because they're live. Everyone messes up. It's so funny.
Yes.
And so you can hear us mess up.
Oh, now I'm getting more and more nervous. Anyways, yeah, see you then.
Hear us then. Hear us F up then.
All right. I have some drama.
Drama?
Well, in the form of stories.
Oh, okay.
So,
and then you have to keep us, you have to,
not my drama.
Well, wait, really quick, you have to update us. Did Corn Maze Man ever text back?
No.
Never?
He never opened it.
He never opened it?
Yeah, because normally I would see seen, like message seen.
Yeah.
He never did.
Has he been on the Instagram
since?
That's not a good sign.
No, but...
Because I was like, you only have like a week, like,
right?
Like 5 days, 4 days to...
Guess who my date's going to be to the corn maze? My little foster brother.
Oh, are you guys doing it finally?
I'm hoping today. Yesterday we were supposed to, but we ended up moving a bunch of stuff from my parents' house. Like they... So the update on my parents' house, it is pending.
Ooh, yes. Someone already like put an offer.
Yep, they put an offer. They accepted it last week.
Hell yeah.
So it's just... It's like a lot less stress, but there's still more stress. So there's the stress of it needs to be done.
Yeah.
Like paperwork, all that stuff. And then once it's done, hopefully they close like November 20th. Once that's done.
Oh, it's going to take that long to close?
It takes about a month to close.
Oh, dang.
Maybe it might be sooner depending on how the paperwork goes.
Yeah.
Once that's done, then they can start looking for a house because they want to have the money in place before.
Totally.
Before they start looking for
you
a house.
You guys got to go to the patch, though, whenever the weather lets you go to the patch.
Right.
Let's get real because that rain is coming.
Oh, I was in like... To get real and personal, I've had like weird anxiety the last couple weeks in the sense of I don't like I get home and I don't know what to do with myself. And maybe it's because I've spent the last few months like helping people move stuff. I've had constant stuff to do.
It's been over. Like it's been months. Like.
Yes. So for the last like 3 weeks, I've had, you know, I've had a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But like on Thursday of last week, I was super anxious when I got home. My dad's like, oh, I can help you with your car because my car wasn't working. He's like, we can look at your car. And I'm just like, I'm going to sit down. And then I needed to do something. And so I started putting makeup on, which I immediately removed. But I needed to do something with my hands because I was just so anxious. My dad's like, where are you going? I'm like, nowhere. I just really wanted to do my makeup. Like, I needed something to do with
my
hands.
Well, you're used to have so many house projects and DIY things and stuff. And so then maybe when everything's kind of calmed down, you're like, oh, now what? I need to do something.
And I have plenty of house projects. It's just there's some that I don't really want to do right now because I have a whole house full of people right now. So I'm going to wait until everyone's gone so I can do some of these projects because they're not, you know, priorities.
Yeah.
But then yesterday I got home and I went to the store. Trying to find costume pieces for my foster brother. I'm dressing him up as Nacho Libre.
Nacho!
I can't find freaking baby yoga pants or like the little leggings in the right color. Not even blue.
Dude,
like,
you gotta go in
jeans.
The girl section.
No, even.
Really?
I was looking at the girl section. I'm like, well, maybe I can find white ones and I can dye them because I have a lot of like fabric dye
or
in my
blue.
House.
I feel like that'd be a very popular like
nope.
color. Weird.
Like, the only blue I found were denim looking. And I was just like, that's not gonna work. So I ended up getting real frustrated, went to the fabric store, bought fabric, and made a pair of pants. First time I ever made pants. They were not good, but they weren't bad either for
the
first try.
They still look like pants.
They still look like pants, and the stitching was like decent. Like, and they held together.
For your first pair of pants to be for an almost two-year-old, that's perfect. Because it's not a lot of material. He can't be that picky.
And plus, I don't think we're going to be trick-or-treating, really. I suggested let's do like an Easter egg hunt in the house.
Oh, to find candy?
Yes.
He won't know what the hell's going on.
No, but he likes collecting things and putting them in buckets.
Well, you could do that for you and your brother.
Right.
Or foster brother and big brother.
Right. So I started learning how to use a sewing machine again yesterday.
Well, that's something with your hands.
Right. So I'm like, I'm being productive because I bought a bunch of fabric a while ago and I was like, spoiler, I wanted to make you guys masks and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah. What the hell happened to that?
Well, I hadn't had a chance to use the sewing machine because I've been marrying everybody.
Well, masks are still a thing and I feel like will be for a while. So I would love a mask made by you.
I mostly because I found some pizza fabric on sale, so I got it for Danny.
Yeah.
So I gotta find like fabric that fits everybody, unless you'd like a pizza mask.
I'd rather do like lips maybe.
If I find lip fabrics
or hearts.
Yes. I think I might have some fun fabric. If not, next it's just an excuse to go back to the fabric store. I'm such an old lady.
You're such an old lady.
There's like old ladies at the store yesterday, by the way. Like all old ladies.
You probably go in like at like noon where it's like prime time for old ladies to go to a fabric store.
It was really busy.
Because old people don't know what to do except for fabric things.
And I was just like, why is this?
Crafts and stuff.
I was getting mad at this like 80-year-old woman who had like three or four really complicated fabrics, like really fuzzy.
Too.
It's just like, bitch, you're holding up the line. Look, move it, grandma. Great grandma.
Kick her over. Just kidding, don't.
That drama.
Too. Did you ever get the number for what's his guy?
No.
You never got his number?
No.
Why not?
Like we never heard back.
You never heard back from your friend?
Like she had been hitting up her friend and she hadn't heard, like she's like, oh yeah, no, I'll get it for you.
So your friend,
and then nothing.
So your friend talked to the friend who said she'd get it for her, and then there's nothing that sense.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah.
She asked him multiple times. She's like, "Oh no, yeah, I'll get it for you."
God, see, you need to do something with your hands elsewhere. In that sense,
right? I'm like going through the old little black book and trying to find my old buddies.
Someone that'll be like, you know, will be safe with the whole COVID, right? But you've done it before, so you know it's mediocre/good.
What's
maybe
the term? Is it COVID worthy?
COVID worthy.
Yes, I have one I hit up, but he's flaky. We'll see if it happens.
There's still potential.
There's still potential there. We'll see.
Dude, just show up at his door.
Yeah, that's
right. Why not? Yeah, right. I'm like, in the neighborhood. Hey. Oh, I'm actually outside your door.
And I'm in, like, I have lingerie under my outfit, so open up.
Yeah. How could they not?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But the drama that I found elsewhere, it's about baby names.
Okay.
And I found two different stories. One guy, he has a... So you have you ever heard of like the veto for baby names? Like I think it might have started on like Friends, the show Friends.
Where is that, like, where like you're like, if you say a baby name and I don't like it, I'm like, absolutely not. That's a veto.
Yeah. Like, nope, no way. So this guy has used his power to veto to refuse a name his wife really wants for their baby daughter, but she chose it to honor her mom who died when she was a teenager.
Okay.
The reason he doesn't want that baby name is because he thinks the child will be bullied.
Oh, what's the name?
The name is basically a meme now.
Karen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He explained that his wife recently found out they're expecting a little girl, having never previously discussed baby names, agreed each of them that they have the right to veto suggestions they didn't like. And after discussing possible names, both parents revealed that they would like to name their daughter after their late mother. So both their parents' mothers have passed away.
Wow.
The dad said he refused to entertain the idea of naming their baby after his wife's mother, whose name was Karen, through fear that it would carry links to the meme associated with the name. You know, there's like the term, you know, you're being a Karen.
Everyone with that name, it's so sad.
I feel bad.
It was kind of like Felicia. Like, that one didn't have a bad one, but it was like every time you heard the name Felicia, you're like, okay, bye, Felicia.
Or like even Becky.
Yeah, Becky with the good. I mean, that one's less, but like there's still like Becky with the good hair or Becky big butts or whatever.
Right. There's also the, what is it, Kyle. Like, there's the memes online with guys named Kyle or the guys that drink Monster Energy drinks and punch holes in the wall.
See, I don't know that one as much.
Yeah, so. I spent a lot of time on the internet. Yeah. I know the memes. But there's ones for...
A lot of names have been ruined for Becky.
They're not as popular anymore. I think this is when like memes really becoming a thing. There was like the Bad Luck Brian or Scumbag Steve, but those aren't as popular now.
And honestly, I kind of feel like Karen will eventually fade out.
And Karen isn't really like a cool, like it's a modern name.
It's an older name,
but it's not even old like where it's cool again, like an Olivia or a Ruth. Or
Olivia and Ruth are not cool names. Get out of here.
Okay, popular.
But like Karen reminds me of my mom's name, which is Kathy.
Yeah,
it's a very, to me, it's a very basic 50 years ago name.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like how Sarah might be in 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah, I feel like, has been pretty... There's some names that have just kind of stood up the test of time that will always be popular. I feel like Sarah's one of them.
Right. Like Emily, Sarah.
Emily, Sarah, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
John.
That doesn't mean they're great, though.
They're basic.
They're basic, yeah.
He wrote, I told her the baby can take my mom's name as her first name and her mom's name is the middle name.
Perfect. I think that's a great... I was going to suggest that.
Or just have an entirely different name altogether. He says, but I can't okay Karen as a first name in any case.
What's his mom's name?
I don't know if it says. We'll see.
Oh.
She got offended because she wants to honor her late mother and thinks I have a problem with that. And I just don't want to set up our daughter to be bullied throughout her life. And I told her I'd be fine with whatever first name she picks as long as it doesn't lead to the baby being picked on later in life. But she's pretty insistent on Karen. I think the fact that you told her no is why she's more insistent on it.
I mean, mixed in with the whole late mom thing, and she's probably pregnant right now, so her emotions are probably crazy.
Yeah, she doesn't have her mom here for her pregnancy.
And the fact that then your late mom gets the first name, and like it's obviously the first name is way more important than the middle name. It's probably like a million things.
And like, so he asked Reddit for advice, and some people were in agreement with the dad, as one said, it was a normal name. Now it's a joke. So imagine baby Karen. People are going to make jokes for her all her life. Somebody else said, Karen's just isn't just a phase or a fad, and it isn't even a meme anymore. It's pretty much the definition of middle age entitlement. And I highly doubt that definition is going anywhere for the next 20 years.
Really? I don't know if that's true. I would be shocked if, like, in 20 years, like, it's still Karen is, like, the thing.
Well, maybe not that, but it will still be remembered as it. It's like, wait, oh, your name is Karen? Weird. Like,
I don't know. I don't think it will be.
Yeah, some other people disagreed. It's a joke with our generation. It's doubtful it'll be a joke for hers.
Yeah, I mean, like, 20, like, she's at a bar, 21, and they're not like, oh, your name's Karen. Like, I think right now, if you're named Karen, it's kind of like, that sucks. I think it'll pass. But I still get why he doesn't want her to be named that.
He said he withdrew the veto and agreed with comments which suggested the name wouldn't have the same association by the time the daughter grew up. However, the parents decided to compromise after finding their mothers both had the same middle name of Elizabeth and chose that name to honor them both instead.
They just found this out.
Right. That's dumb.
That's dumb. Come on, people. Do you guys not talk to each other? And also, I feel like if I was this girl and then my husband finally was like, okay, fine, like, we can name our kid that, I wouldn't want to anymore. Now it has this whole, like, it obviously caused an argument between them. He mm-hmm. really doesn't want it. I don't want you to be calling our daughter the name that you really don't want to be calling. Like, mm-hmm. then it just has, like, a bad juju, man.
Right. But there's another, you know, the AITA, Am I the A-Hole, story about baby names.
I love these.
Me too. So she says, am I the A-Hole for stealing, quote unquote, a baby name? So yes. When I read that, it's like, maybe.
Yeah.
We shall see. So my best friend is about 5 months pregnant. When she first found out, we had fun brainstorming names together for both boys and girls. When she found out she was having a boy, we were thrilled she settled on the name Josh. I'm not going to lie, as soon as we knew it was a boy, all of their name options kind of evaporated from my head. Like, she didn't even think of any of the other girl names she thought of. She just totally forgot. It's like, it's Josh. This kid is Josh. Yeah. It's all that matters. Maybe that makes me like a crappy friend, but it's the truth. Like, she didn't really think of anything else. Then last month, I found out I'm pregnant as well, and I'm 10 weeks now, and I'm far enough along to take one of the home gender reveal tests, and we're having a girl.
They have those?
I guess.
What? I didn't know that.
We are so excited and settled on the name Ada. That my husband and I love, and it's a family name for both sides. That does sound like an older name.
Ada. I've never even heard that name.
But, I mean, that's kind of cool.
I don't like it at all, but, do what you want. It's not my kid.
No, I like that it's, like, it's cool sounding. It's simple enough that you can pronounce it, but it's still unique enough that not every other kid's named Ada.
No one's going to be named Ada.
Well, when I told my friend, she was extremely upset because Ada was the girl name that she wanted to use. Again, I frankly forgot it was months ago, and we talked about several other girls' names that she wanted. Now she won't speak to me because she's convinced her next baby will be a girl, and they're already planning on calling her Ada, and I'm stealing her name.
Wait, if it was in the other people's families, then right. Did she suggest it?
I understand that it's hurtful that I forgot her hypothetical girl name choice, but does that really make me the a-hole here? And so somebody writes, not the a-hole. She's mad at you for ridiculous reason. My best friend of 20 years got mad at me when I named my daughter. She wasn't pregnant or planning on kids at the time, and my name only rhymed with the name she wanted to call her hypothetical baby. She went on to have three boys. If I had caved in to her ridiculousness and changed the name, it would have been for nothing. Keep the name Ada. You probably won't even be friends with this person in the future anyways. She's being completely unreasonable.
So is this lady not wanting to be friends with her because, like, if she was to have a kid, she can't call it the daughter, so they can't have both the name Ada for her?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, they could both have Ada girls, and then they could be best friends, and right. They'd be, like, double Adas.
That'd be really dumb. Like, not dumb on her to think that that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, that, I mean, that's what I would do. It's like, if I really loved a name, my best friend really loved a name, I think that. But a lot of people, what they're doing right now is that they're not even announcing baby names for that reason. That being one of the reasons, but also so people won't crap on them.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of people, and, like, they say, like, oh, I don't have a name. I don't know yet. And it's like, bitch, you do know. What are you going to wait till this mother effer pops out? And then you're going to know. You know if it's a guy or girl, or at least you're picking between two.
Right.
But I was thinking, like, we've talked about names, baby names, and what we like and what we don't like. And there was no part of me that wasn't going to actually tell you the truth or just make something up just in case, like, all of a sudden you like that name and you,
right.
But honestly, thinking about it now, talking about it, I would be pissed.
You get pissed about everything. It would be weird that if you did not get pissed.
If you were telling me your baby names, right? Mm-hmm. Your top one, your top two, let's say it's Frederick and
John Smith.
John and
Jimmy.
Lucille.
Yeah.
It has to be a girl. John and Lucille.
She could still be Jimmy.
And like 2020, right? You're right. But John and Lucille, and then like, let's say I found out I was pregnant, and then I was like, I'm naming her Lucille.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not be upset? I stole your top one baby name.
I think
you'd be pissed too. Admit it, Vicky. You'd be pissed too.
I'd be annoyed for sure. I'd be for sure annoyed.
Dude,
but like,
y'all need to see Vicky right now. She looks like
mostly just.
I'd be fine.
I think it'd be like if you picked. Okay, so the baby name for a girl that I really want, and my mom doesn't know this because
it's
read
her middle name, right?
It's her middle name, Elena, which is supposed to be part of her full name. Like, you know how some people are like Lily Ann or some people are Lily Ann.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be Maria Elena.
Elena.
But they messed it up. So she's Maria Elena. Everyone in my family. Okay.
So I'm stealing it. Dude, I'm going to have a baby girl and it's going to be Elena. And I'm be like, what up, Vicky's mom?
The funny thing is, in my family, there are three Marias and two Jose's. My grandmother, my mom, and her sister are all Marias. But they're Maria Carmen, which is my aunt. And
they
Maria,
have different, yeah.
Yeah, so my grandmother and my aunt are both Maria Carmen. My mom is Maria Elena. My uncle, I have a Jose Luis and a Jose Jesus. So we just go by middle names. So my aunt Carmen is Carmen. But my mom does go by Maria.
Is she the only one?
Yeah.
She's the one that's stuck with the Maria.
Yeah, and my grandma also goes by Carmen.
So would you be upset?
One, because that's a family name, so probably. If it was just like a random, this name's cool.
Yeah, but
like,
Elena, that's a very like...
Elena. But not like, Elena, Elena.
But is it spelled the same?
No.
Oh. Could it be spelled the same?
I guess.
Like, someone like me, if I read the name, would I pronounce it?
I think just
Elena?
Your brain would want to say Elena, because you're like, that doesn't sound right, Elena. But it's Elena.
Elena.
It's E-L-E-N-A.
Elena.
Elena.
Okay.
Because Elena is with an A.
Do people spell their names so differently?
Right, like, exactly. That's why I'm like, in theory...
Like, but like no, me but. Being the basic white bitch I mm-hmm. am, would I pronounce it Elena? Like if you I just would, was to read it.
No, I think you would probably just, your brain would immediately think Elena.
Elena, yeah.
Because I have a friend, actually, I went to high school with her and we had this conversation that her name is actually Elena too, but everyone her whole life has always called her Elena. And
yeah.
Like I would call her that because that's what I hear everyone else call her. But we had that conversation about baby names. She's like, nope, like
it's like
I'm
Rihanna.
Done.
Rihanna yeah. or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
What? Rihanna.
Rihanna. It's Rihanna. And it's like there's something important, especially if you have an quote unquote ethnic name,
mm-hmm.
to have it be pronounced correctly.
Yeah.
It's a respect thing. And it's, you know, it's something that I'm now like, as I've gotten older, it's something that has meant more to me. Although my name, Victoria, is pronounced differently in Spanish. But because it is both an English and Spanish name, I don't care how it's pronounced.
How's it pronounced in Spanish?
Victoria.
Victoria. Oh, with
yeah,
a B.
B, more of a B sound.
Oh.
Victoria. Which is funny because my birthday cake when I was 15 said, happy birthday, Bicky.
Oh,
Because my parents were like, oh, the name's Bicky.
Oh, yeah. I would think it's a B too.
So my name is Bicky. And so my brother calls me Bicky now.
Well, that's perfect then.
Yeah. So stuff like that. Like that doesn't bother me so much just because I'm like, I know it's going to be, that one's fine. But my last name, I'm like, no, let's pronounce that correctly.
Yeah. Well, so you would be upset then. I mean, this person, it's a family name for there, but
yeah.
Like her. See, so, I mean, maybe she is in the wrong. Maybe. I mean, I could see both sides of it because I am a crazy person. So.
Right. And like for me, like if there was like a really good reason, like you're like, you know what? I fell in love with this name because of X, Y, and Z. And it's like, well, if you have a good reason, I would be a little bit more understanding, especially if it's a different middle name.
So would you still be my friend?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not going to stop being your friend. Also, we work together, so I don't really have much of a choice. No, I'm kidding.
I'd be civil with you.
No,
would you like, still name your child that?
Yeah, because that's still my mom's name.
Oh, we could have little...
Yeah, and like, I mean, and if she doesn't want to go by Elena, she can go by her middle name, which whatever. I've had a few ideas, but I don't know. Also depends on what I marry.
And she doesn't want to tell me because then I'd steal it.
Well, because I don't know. Like, I used to think I'd want for a girl name, like, Rachel, because I had a friend who passed away in high school named Rachel, but Elena Rachel doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, maybe if I have a second girl.
you have one Elena and then one Rachel?
Yeah.
That's weird. You wouldn't stick up with the... Yeah, stick
Raquel.
With, but like I mean, she would either be Rachel or Raquel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, I could do Raquel, so it's both in Spanish and English. And that's the tricky thing with having family that's Mexican, but also having, knowing me, I'll probably date a white dude. So
basic.
Yeah, right. So my cousin had that problem. She loves like really beautiful, like Mexican names.
Yeah.
She's like, my husband's side of the family won't be able to pronounce these names, or like they'll butcher it and they'll complain about it. And it's just totally. Like, I don't want to have to deal with it. So she's just like, I'm going to find names that work for both languages. So we have Mia, Lily, and Isabella.
Oh, those will all sound very basic.
Yeah, which they're very popular now. I'm like, seriously, did you just go to the 101 baby names and go to the top 10? Like, I make fun of her.
They're pretty.
But but you can pronounce it. Mia, Lily, Isabella.
Yeah, and they sound like the same in both languages.
Like for your name actually works in Spanish and English too. Sarah, Sara.
Sara. Yeah, it does.
But not all names like, Danny works because it's Daniel. But Danny. Like, I have a cousin.
Danny.
Yeah, I think they're, my cousin, she's a Daniela. And so we call her Danny. So, but it's kind of the same thing. I'm trying to think. Steve, Esteban, Roberto. Like, I'm trying to think of everyone's names on the show.
Well, it's weird too because.
Justin. Oh, no, Justino. Damn it. I can't think of an example.
Of, like, the same?
Of that one that, like, there is no, like, Spanish way to say a name.
Oh. Like, well, because my boyfriend's real name is George, right?
Yeah.
But in Spanish, it's Jorge. But it's totally different. And he was brought up, his name is George.
Right.
But everyone, like, especially in his work industry, there are a lot of Hispanic people, so they always call him Jorge.
I feel like if his name is spelled with a G, it's George. If it's spelled with a J, it's Jorge.
It's spelled with a G.
Yeah.
But I think that's just a bonding thing, maybe, or like, you are Mexican, so I'm going to call you Jorge, whether you were born or raised with George or Jorge or not. So he's on the other side of it. Like,
oh, sorry, that reminds me of this thing. Hold on, I got to find it. So Mexicans, I don't know other cultures, I can't say, and I don't know if it's just from like this particular part of Mexico, but Mexicans will have a way of like changing names. So like, if they'll pick a name, although there'll be a name and they'll give you like a weird nickname, like, and it's not anything to do with like, it's just like a weird associative nickname.
Oh, okay.
And it can be about anything. So my neighbor Grace, growing up, who was like my sister because we basically grew up together, her name was Grace, so my parents would call her Grease. Like that became the joke as we got older. So it wasn't like she was a little kid being traumatized by this. But she's just like, this reminds, like, you know, she'd call, like, they call me Grease. So my mom does it a lot. So she calls IHOP, like, she just picks something that sounds kind of like it, and that's what she sticks with. Or something that relates to it.
So does she do it on purpose?
Yes. Just to kind of mess with us.
Okay.
So IHOP is now Hippo.
Okay.
So we're going to Hippo.
So she knows how to say it.
She knows
correctly.
It's IHOP. Like, she would say IHOP, but like, she just kind of picks something kind of as, you know, as a joke. And like, but she calls George Foreman Grill, she calls him the Mike Tysons.
Why?
Because they're both boxers.
Oh.
And so that's like, and so that's the joke. She's like, oh, can you get the Mike Tyson? So it's so dumb if you're on the outside looking in.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the outside looking in. I'm like, that's real dumb and real confusing.
But it's funny. And so I saw this guy. There's a Mexican guy telling his white wife that she needs to think of a new baby name for their baby because the family's going to make fun of the baby name. And the comment section was hilarious. So actually, I can get the audio for you right here.
Oh, fancy.
Replay.
So his name is going to be what?
Saya.
Saya?
Yeah, Saya.
Saya?
Saya.
How do you pronounce that in Spanish?
The same way you do it in English.
You can't. Remember, my family is Mexican. They're not going to be able to pronounce
so
Saya.
What the hell are they
going to...
What else
are they going to
say?
I guarantee you my mom's going to call him Caña, Aya, Faya. They're going to make fun of him left and right. Faya, Faya, Faya. You know, El Sprite, La Coke. You know how they talk, dude? You can't... We gotta think of a name that my family could say, dude.
No,
he's
sorry,
gonna. I don't want my kid to get made fun of. You know Mexicans in our culture, dude. Poor kid, dude.
I don't care. It's Zaya.
It's
Zaya.
Zaya.
That's okay. Zaya, Faya. Like, what? Is there any, like, bad word in Spanish that rhymes with Zaya?
No, but they'll be like, I did that to my mom. So I ran down the list of baby names that I like that I've just kind of kept over the years, whether I watch a show or something.
Yeah.
And she did that. Like, you know, how he did Zaya, Faya, Kanya. Like, he...
I like that.
No, she's like, what? What is that? What is that? What the heck?
She's
going
to do it with every name, though. It sounds like she does it with, like, restaurants.
Right, exactly. So, but, like, you got to pick the one that's going to be the least bad.
I didn't think that one was bad.
So the comment section was hilarious.
Okay.
So someone's like, my son's name is Levi. They call him Pantalon.
Oh, because he's pants.
Levi pants.
That's funny.
My son's name is Carson and my mom calls him Calzon.
Okay, that's fine.
Calzon means underwear.
Oh. See, I mean, no one would know that unless you speak Spanish.
Right, exactly. But, like, he's not talking about, like, school bullies. He's talking about family. Mexican families know how to roast you. They are very roasty people. And I don't know if that's the same with, like, being on the East Coast. Like, the East Coast family or Italian families, if they're the same.
I mean,
feel
we
like
just give each other crap all the time, and we're honest. But...
Oh, God. So my cousin's name is Achilles.
Oh, God. Like, the Achilles tendon?
Yeah. He was a god. And he had no weakness except his Achilles. And that's where that comes from. That's why they call the tendon the Achilles tendon, because he had weak heels.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. It was on Hercules. Anyways. but we call him Chilaquiles.
I love Chilaquiles.
I do too. My mom makes bomb ones. But his name is Achilles. And like, hey, Chilaquiles.
I do not like the name Achilles. Just because I think of Achilles tendon. Like, that's
exactly
where my mind goes.
My brother's stepson is Gunner. And my dad calls him Pistolero, which means, like, it's Gunner in Spanish, like gunman.
This sounds Pistolero. Way better in Spanish.
Let's see.
You could do that with any name, though.
Okay, yeah, so I'm glad this isn't just my family. Like, it's all Mexican people.
It's like, no, even in, like, America, like, if some girl's called, like, Evian, it reminds me of bottled water.
They probably call her agua.
Agua!
Or botella.
Botella.
Bottle.
Oh, I like that, botella.
My nephew's name is Lennox. And my mom calls him Netflix. Oh, Lennox. Oh, it is a Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what name you choose, they're going to think of something.
My cousin's name is Sven. And they always ask, is Sven or is Troca? Oh, as in, Sven, as at, is it van or is it a truck? Is basically what it translated. Because it's Sven. You know, similar sounding.
Like, is it a car? Is it this?
Is it a truck? My youngest is named Ariel. My mom can't pronounce it, so she just calls her Oreo and she answers to it. That's funny. I like that.
What about Ari? Can she not say Ari?
I guess. Name my baby Amaya, and they be making fun of her saying, "Ah, Ama, yeah." Like, Ma, like when you say Ama, hey, Ma. Yeah. Yeah.
Ama, yeah.
My boyfriend's name is Asa, and my dad calls him Asada, like carne asada. They will do that. Like, oh my God. They will pump, like, especially, like, my dad, too, comes up with some of, like, the best and worst nicknames. So I had dated a guy for, like, 3 months, and he was an engineer. And my parents hadn't gone to meet, or no, they met him once. And my dad thought we broke up because of the nickname he gave him. And I'm like, no, we broke up for other reasons. He called him, like, he didn't say this to his face. Mind you, my dad never says these names to people's faces unless he knows them.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
It's bad because then I think that's their nickname and I call them that and then things get weird.
Yeah.
So he called him Howard from Big Bang Theory because Howard was an engineer.
What was his real name?
Brian.
Oh, okay. So
nothing. No,
not
but it's just the fact that he was an engineer.
Is Howard not attractive on the Big Bang Theory?
No, he was just kind of a dork.
Oh, okay.
But he ends up getting, you know, later season, spoiler alert, he gets married and has kids. So good for him.
Well,
to a cute gal. But
dorks still can find love.
But my dad, yeah, he has nicknames for everyone.
I mean, I would be insulted if someone called me someone unattractive on TV. No matter what, you know, like.
No, yeah, I mean, but I never told him my dad called him this. But I'm trying to think if you have one. I think it's just Sarita.
I know. That's what I always thought Sarah was in Spanish for the longest time because at the restaurant I worked at, everyone would call me Sarita. So I'd be like, me amo Sarita. And they're like, you're a little Sarah. And I'm like,
yes. Little Sarah.
But I think it's so cute.
Well, my brother's name is Juan. And so when we want to differentiate, sometimes we'll say Big Juan, Little Juan, because my dad's name is Juan, too. So we'll call him Juanito. So in my phone, he's Juanito.
Juanito.
Because he's Little Juan.
Hey, I like that. Are you going to carry on the Juan name for your son?
I might leave that for my brother.
Because his name is Juan.
I don't know.
I was going to say, I'm not going to, I don't trust my brother with having children or anything. Right. So the family name may die.
I do like his middle name, so maybe, but it's a little weird.
What is that?
De Dios. It's two words. It means of God.
De Dios.
De Dios. Dios meaning God.
De Dios.
Of God. Yeah. Juan de Dios. You, Juan of God.
You're going to need to marry a Hispanic man for that one.
It's not hard. You can practice.
De Dios. I don't like it still, but
no. It sounds cool when
plus
you know
the
Spanish.
God. That's like a lot of pressure,
right?
If your name is the God
of God.
Oh, of God. Mm-hmm.
Yep, the means of.
I still don't even get it.
But like my friend, it's funny because he came up with a nickname for her because she used to think she was part Native American. She did an ancestry test, found out she's not.
Wait, nickname for who?
One of my friends.
Oh, okay. For herself?
No, my parents came up with this, and then I told her, and they're like, why'd you tell her? I'm like, because she's going to love this nickname. And to this day, that's how they refer to her.
Oh.
They call her Pocahontas.
Oh.
They're like, she looks like Pocahontas, and like we thought she was Native American. Like,
that's
and she
a nice
thought she was.
One.
Yeah, and so I told her that, and my dad's like, why'd you tell her? I'm like, no, she loves it. She loves it. You can call her Pocahontas.
Pocahontas is like dope, too.
Yeah. Like, she's a cool character. The other one, it's funny because I have a friend whose last name, actually she was on used to be on the podcast. Her last name in Spanish means snail. So they just call her, oh, snail. They just call her that. She calls the couple, like she's married, they call the couples, oh, how the snail's doing.
What's my nickname?
Sarita.
Oh, Sarita. Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you have one, but I have to differentiate between you and my cousin because there's two Saritas.
Oh, man.
It's like Sarita from work.
I want like a... Only my nickname. I'm just jealous of the snails.
Yeah.
Because snails are dope.
I probably say Sarita la Bocona.
Is that Sarah the crazy one?
No, Sarah with the big mouth.
Oh, okay. That works too. Yeah. That'd be like loco, right? For Sarah?
Loca. Sarita la loca.
Sarita la loca. It sounds so sexy.
But I want to know if you guys have fun nicknames, whether people like for other people that they know or don't know.
Yeah. Or if you stole a baby name or did someone steal one from you?
And are they the a-hole for doing that? Yes. No.
Maybe so.
I know. Getting all into the babies. So many babies. I expect so many babies because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm not buying everyone, you know, baby shower gifts.
They should. I mean, they're going to start popping out pretty soon since COVID started in March. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like really soon.
I can only buy so many presents. So unless you're like blood related family, you're not getting a gift.
You'll get a gift from me if you tell me you're having a COVID child. Because that's amazing.
But yeah, we want to hear from you guys. Please let us know. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.